never know where it's heading.
That's the motto.
Here we go.
With Rion.
Hi, Steven Chakaye from the promotions department here at Jacaranda FM. I've worked with Rion for a number of years now. A very professional guy, easy to get along with, and we often crack jokes. And he'll always say, Steven, waar is die geld, man? When we do campaigns and when he does power spots, I'll miss him dearly. Memories, you know, our trip to Cape Town has got to be the best memory that I have about him. It was fun, lighthearted, and I got to know him personally. What I'll miss about him is his sense of humor and, you know, just him as a person. All the best, Rion. Kijk noord, voort.
Hey, Rion. I had such great times and great engagements, interactions, laughs with you doing the show and playing the one song. You know, I miss it, and I'm sure your listeners are going to miss you. I'm sure that we'll share lots of coffees over the next couple of months and years and discuss lots of things and have great chats. And I guess that's the thing that I appreciate the most about you and, you know, hanging out with you. There is always a lot to talk about, a lot to think about, and some great moments to share. All the best.
Rion van Heerden, there are so many stories that remind me of you. From Janet Jackson's That's the Way Love Goes, big music you used to use at Tux FM, to the parties we used to have at your nightclub odds, to watching barmen run out of their premises and their venues with drinks trying to lure you in because you were the best tipper in Bloemfontein after you'd had a few beers. But my favorite memory was a Christmas in Bloemfontein. I was far from home, had no family in Bloemfontein. You were also far from home, but your family were coming down. And when you heard that I was doing nothing for Christmas, you went out of your way to make sure that you invited me to your house. And it was so kind, and you made me feel part of your family. Rion, whatever you catch up to the rest of your career, I know you're making a success. From Andre Kunz, your old colleague from OFM back in the day, all the best, my brother.
Rion, en hierso, ek het geleer toe ek begin het in radio toe te geleer dat you stand on the shoulders of giants. En ek wil net van my kant af dankie sê, ou giant, vir al die inspirasie en dankie vir al die kennis wat jy gedeel het. En dankie dat plekke soos Tux my lief gemaak het vir radio. Thanks, man.
Hi, Pieter Muller hierso. Ja, hoe het ek vir Rion leer ken toe hy begin het in sy sogenaamde comeback jare op radio, het ons saam gewerk by OFM. En wat 'n aangename tyd was dit nie. As ek moet sê, hoekom is hy so great ou? En dit is net om een ding. Hy het 'n absolute unieke persoonlikheid wat jou net eenvoudig aantrek. En dis baie moeilik. Jy gaan sukkel om nie van hom te hou nie. Vooral as jy hom goed ken. En as ek nou moet dink aan 'n paar goedjies wat vir my uitstaan, herinneringe, dan is dit kunstefeeste. Ek en hy het altyd op een of ander manier by mekaar uitgekom. En dan het ons besluit, ons gaan net so een of twee teekies drink. En dan gaan ons huis toe. En dan so 14 dae en 4 maande later, dan is ons nog steeds op daai eindste fees. Hy maak het net vir jou aangenaam. Hy gaan regtig baie gemis word. Rion is radio. Daar's in Suid-Afrika geen persoon wat so goed voorbereid is soos hy tydens programme nie. En enige omroeper, dit gaan baie moeilik wees om hom ooit na te doen. Rion, ons is lief vir jou.
Rangwane, man, I'm so glad that I got to know you, and how I got to know you was through Jacaranda FM, where you started calling me Tiramisu, and then later on called me Lali, and the love just grew. I called you Rangwane. We did 5 amazing years of radio that I'll never forget, and I think the highlight for me definitely was the love tour that we did, and that's also how I got to know you and how I got to know more of radio. And yeah, I'm gonna miss you dearly on air, and I know that off air we definitely lang tequila's drink, but I'm gonna miss you on air. Be blessed, go well, and thank you so much for always wanting to see me win. I love you.
Hi Rian, de Maurits hier. Dit was baie lekker om saam met jou te werk. Ek hoop van harte dat jy, waar ook al jy gaan in jou volgende skuif, sal jy nog altyd so verrykend wees vir die mense om jou, en dat jy so positiewe impak op hulle ook sal maak. Ons sal jou baie mis en baie dankie vir alles.
Hello, Riri Van Heezy. Owen told me to keep this under 30 seconds and I can't. This is Danny Painter, your honorary member and unofficial stand-in. I met you 5 years ago, 4 or 5 years ago, when I joined Jacaranda FM. And from the minute I met you, your kindness, it touched me. You were one of the nicest people. A lot of people will disagree with that, but you were one of the nicest people that I met at that time. And you taught me so much. You gave me time. You listened. You gave me good answers. You pushed me to be a better radio presenter, but also a better human being and a better version of myself. And that will stay with me forever, ever. You're a good man, Van Heezy. And I don't think a lot of people know that, but you're a really, really good human. I love you very much, and you're welcome back to Brakpan any day. I know it was a lot when you came for dinner, but please come back. We still have your Bacardi in the fridge.
Harianne, it's this. Thank you so much for the 7.5 years of knowing you. Thank you for the memories. Thank you for making my job easier at times when I was struggling to get numbers. For some of my events, I knew I could rely on you. Thank you for being the straightforward guy that you are, and for the great memories that we had at Inipo's, everywhere that we went. I'm going to miss you. I'm sad that you're leaving. I really am going to miss you, but I know you're going to do great wherever you go. So long, Mepa. I know you're a phone call away.
I started working with Rian in 2019 when I moved to Johannesburg. We were on the scene drive together. Before that, I only saw him on TV, so it was a big privilege and honor to learn from him. The one thing that I learned from Rian is to work hard and to love those around you. And the one thing that I miss about Rian is his honesty, how honest he is about himself and the people and things around him.
So breek 'n nuwe era in jou lewe aan. Sien, dit is die einde van 'n ou era en die begin van 'n nuwe era in Rian van Heerden se lewe. Jy was wonderlik die afgelope jare. Jy het ons elke dag vermaak. Jy het baie vir my ook gedoen. Ek wil net vir jou sê, jy sal altyd my vriend wees, maak nie saak wat nie. Dankie vir jou vriendskap, dankie vir jou lag en sterkte met dit wat voor lê.
Hi, I'm Roseanne McKenzie from The Work Zone with Alex J. And I met Rian about 9 years ago when I started working at Jacaranda FM. He was the host of the complimentary breakfast. And I will admit that I was, like many people, quite intimidated by Rian because he doesn't hold back. He says it like it is. And there's just a no-nonsense vibe that you get from him. As the years have gone by, I have become a lot less intimidated and more actually quite in awe of what he does, in the fact that he doesn't hold back. Hy het nie 'n wag voor sy mond nie. En dan net in terme van dit wat hy doen as professionele mens, die produksiewerk, sy aanbiedingswerk, ek dink hy is 'n baanbreker op soveel verskillende velde. And it's really something that I look up to. I think Rian is going to be missed because of the fact that he doesn't hold back, because of the fact that daar's nie 'n wag voor sy mond nie. Hy sê dit net soos dit is. And I think people like Rian are necessary around these parts because there's a lot of unfairness and a lot of things that go on that nobody speaks about because we're all too afraid to speak out about them. Rian is never afraid, and that fearlessness is something we're all going to miss a lot.
Hi, Rian, Karim hier. Toe ons in 2009 hoor, jy is op pad OFM toe, moes ek myself knyp. Toe ek verneem, ek gaan jou nuusleser wees op Mambo Jumbo. Vader Rian, die dinge wat jy in daai ateljee aangevang het, jou idees het net nooit opgedroog nie. Elke liewe show was vol verrassings en natuurlik pret. Daar was soveel eerlikheid. Jy het jou net nie met pretensie opgehou nie. Grensverskuivend is die woord wat jou tyd in Bloemfontein vir my die beste opsom. Ek onthou die dag met die tarantula en daai luislang se stank wat geen matwasser ooit weer kon uitkry nie. Die dag toe Jan die houbou vir ons kom kos kook het en ek tot jou totale verbasing van het geëet het, jy het net gesê, Jeremia, wat van die ijsige wintersnag wat ons in die township deurgebring het, al die kere wat Gerald ons toekoms kom uitlee het. Ek het ook in daai tyd gesien hoeveel jy vir ander omgee. Wanneer jy van jou ma en jou broer vertel het, het die sagte Rian verskyn. Baie dankie dat jy my lewe eindeloos ryker gemaak het. Dit gaan jou wel, my vriend.
Rian, dit hoef my, ek ken jou al so lang soos sedert die eerste koue oorlog. En hier is ons nou al, by die tweede koue oorlog. Maar die ene wat ek van jou kan sê, Rian, is jy voer nie koue oorlog nie. Mense wonder nie wat jy van hulle sê nie. Ons wonder nie wat jy van ons dink nie. Jy is nie soos Rusland wat het achteraf toe nie. Jy is 'n goeie oorlog in 'n mens se gesig. Jy sê wat jy dink en jy sê hoe jy voel. En dit gaan ek mis. Ek gaan dit mis om te weet waar presies met iemand staan. Dit is lekker om te weet. As Rian vir jou sê, ek het jou lanklaas gesien, ek mis jou. Dan beteken dit iets, want Rian bedoel dit. En as Rian vir jou sê, jy lyk nie goed vandag nie, jy lyk makkerig. Dan bedoel hy dit ook. Jy is 'n gem vir die vermaaklikheidswêreld, vir radio, vir TV en vir menswees. Jy sien in mense wat waar is en jy sê dit. You call it by its name. It's rare and it's wonderful to have. En jy gaan nog skitter. Jou ou diamantjie gaan nog lang skitter totdat jy al moes verval het en daar bly jy nog steeds staan. En dan gaan ons nog steeds van jou lees en ons gaan nog steeds van jou hoor en ons gaan nog steeds sien wat jy maak vir TV en dit gaan ons nog steeds vermaak. Because that's in you. That's who you are. Go. Fly high. Be good. Be great. En as ek jou weer sien in die straat, nee, dan is dit omdat ons 'n lekker pizza eet. Iewers by 'n restaurant waar daar apparently 'n pizza oond is en hulle amazing pizzas maak. Weet jy, is daar iewers in Doringkloof en Centurion Suites, daar 'n restaurant, het jy al daarvan gehoor? Hulle praat baie daarvan op die radio. Lief jou, verder.
Griselda hier. Rianne, ek onthou voor ek saam met jou gewerk begin werk het, was ek so geïntimideerd, want jy is so kundig, jy is so ervare, en jy was altyd nog net vriendelik met my, nog net tegemoetkomend. Ek waardeer regtig jou professionaliteit, jou humor, en dat jy ons altyd laat lag vir die verkeerde goed of verkeerde tyd. En ek weet, jy gaan net fantastiese goed doen van hier af. Verskeie dankie vir die geleenthede wat jy nie net vir my geskep het, nie maar vir ander. En baie, baie dankie vir die scenic drive tot hiertoe. En ek sien uit om weer saam met jou vorentoe te werk in 'n ander kapasiteit.
Hi, Dewald here. I met Rian 20 years ago when he gave me my first job in radio. And I was fortunate to work with him for a few years back then at Tux FM, and then also for a few years at Jacaranda FM as the producer of The Scenic Drive. And in the 20 plus years I've known Rian, the one thing I can say about him and his broadcasting career is he always put the listener first. It was always about the listener and it was always about the entertainment. And I'm sure for that, a lot of people are gonna miss him on air dearly. I remember listening to him even before I met him and really enjoying his take on South Africa and the world. So, Rian, dit was baie lekker gewees. Mense gaan jou baie mis, maar ek weet daar is nie einde aan wat jy kan doen nie. So alle sterkte, ons gaan jou mis en dankie vir alles.
Rian, what can I say? It was, I can't remember now the exact years, but 21 years, I think it will be in August. Since you met me and gave a young 18-year-old boy an opportunity to get on radio and make a life for himself and create a career. And yeah, I can't thank you enough for being able to do that for me. But more than anything, I want to thank you for the good times and mostly the support through the hard times. I mean, just through the show, what we've been able to achieve and what we've been able to do has been incredible to be working with you. The thing that I guess I admire the most is the amount of respect that you have for your employers. And by employers, I don't mean Jacaranda FM or CakeNet or Showmax or any of those people. I mean, the people who actually listen to the shows and watch the shows that you produce and present, because they're the ones that you have the utmost respect for and always make sure that you give them the absolute best that you can at every turn. But as a human being, I want to thank you for being with me and being able to share very special parts of my life with me through me proposing to Jessica and with my parents passing on last year and also the birth of my last one. Yeah, he's the last one. No more kids after this. I just want to thank you for sharing and being there for me and helping me make those moments special as well. This is not the end, I guess. It's see you later and see you around and wishing you all the best. And you know that we're always going to keep in touch, and I'm always going to keep sending you those voice notes in the middle of the night when I get